High winds threaten Thanksgiving Day parade balloons.
It's just magical to see them go all the way up into the air.
Texas plant fire forces evacuations.
We'll do our best, our very best, to return you to your homes.
The president's pro-democracy message to China.
Beijing is saying for Washington to stay out of its business.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Peter King. It's a windy day in New York City, and that means it could be a real-time call as to whether or not the balloons will fly above the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's due to start in about an hour. NYPD has just tweeted that as of now, the balloons will fly. CBS's Errol Barnett is at Columbus Circle.
I came here because I wanted to see the balloons.
Millions of fans are lining the streets of New York City to see the iconic parade balloons fly high in the sky.
It's going to be a game day decision. It all depends on the strength of the wind.
But the NYPD's chief of patrol, Rodney Harrison, says parade officials are closely watching the threat of high winds. In 1997, four people were hurt, including a woman who spent a month in a coma after strong winds blew the Cat in the Hat balloon into a metal pole.
Forecasters say winds could exceed the safety thresholds of 23 miles per hour sustained and gusts of 34. Hopefully you've arrived at or are close to getting to your Thanksgiving destination. After this week's many weather challenges, CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli says a new storm is on the way.
This will literally go coast to coast. During the day tomorrow, fresh powder in the west. If you're a skier, you're going to love it. But flooding around Phoenix. Then the storm becomes an all-out blizzard. Rapid City and Fargo and begins to transfer its energy to the east coast. Could be an ice storm. Interior parts of New England on Sunday. And then maybe a snowstorm, a nor'easter possible by Monday morning.
Many are spending this holiday digging out in the upper Midwest. Here is reporter Bruce Marcus.
The sound of a snowblower in northern Wisconsin. Many of the communities in this area saw at least a foot of heavy, wet snow. The storm forced businesses to close and events to be canceled. It was frustrating for at least some people up here, even those who like snow.
Definitely a drag. We're all like, oh, get everything cleaned up before Thanksgiving.
It's kind of scary that we're getting this much snow right now.
But not everyone was unhappy to see a snowstorm.
We're getting our Christmas for Thanksgiving.
Bruce Marcus for CBS News, Eagle River, Wisconsin.
Thousands of people are spending Thanksgiving Day out of their homes a day after explosions rocked a chemical plant in southeast Texas. Jefferson County Judge Jeff Brannick.
I do not yet know the duration of the evacuation order.
It seemed as if the fires were under control after a single early morning explosion yesterday, but there was another big one late in the day, and that sent dangerous fumes into the sky. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Port Neches, Texas.
The new explosion forced a mandatory evacuation of about 60,000 people within a four-mile radius of the plant, putting many residents' Thanksgiving plans on hold.
I had dressing made in the freezer, ready to cook. I had a turkey in the oven.
Just lit up the whole entire sky. Hadn't seen anything like that before.
State authorities say a series of smaller explosions occurred throughout the day.
It puts a lot of fear in a lot of families because their husbands and wives and children work in these refineries.
President Trump has signed two bills supporting human rights and pro-democracy advocates in Hong Kong. China is furious. Here's CBS's Remy Innocencio.
The government line is saying that the passage of the Hong Kong Democracy and Human Rights Act is unwarranted. That's a quote from the Hong Kong government. But the feeling, the passions on the street and online is one of happiness, jubilation.
The clock is ticking on North Korea's year-end deadline to settle its nuclear standoff with the U.S., and now South Korea says the North has fired a pair of missiles into the Sea of Japan. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
These two unidentified projectiles fired from the North into open water follow a general trend this year. We've seen 13 such tests so far in 2019, but importantly, none of them have involved longer-range missiles. The fear is, as we approach Pyongyang, year-end deadline for the U.S. to come up with an acceptable denuclearization offer that will see a return to intercontinental ballistic missile testing and that would pose a huge challenge to President Trump in 2020.
President Trump is celebrating Thanksgiving at his South Florida estate, and he's got the weekend to decide whether or not to participate in the next round of impeachment hearings. CBS's Weijia Jiang is in West Palm Beach.
A source familiar with the thinking about the legal strategy here says it's really unlikely that there will be a representative from the White House there, because it would just legitimize what they believe is an illegitimate scam investigation. But it is interesting that, you know, the White House could just come out and say that. And so far that hasn't happened.
Days after Mr. Trump ordered Eddie Gallagher be allowed to retire as a Navy SEAL, the acting naval secretary says he's canceled reviews for three officers who'd been accused of helping to cover up Gallagher's alleged misconduct. Well, cooking a Thanksgiving turkey can be a little daunting, especially if you've never done it before, but help is just a phone call away.
Butterball Turkey's Hotline, how can I help you?
The Butterball Command Center is up and running in Naperville, Illinois, where they expect 11,000 calls today, perhaps some asking about how to properly defrost a turkey. Here's Butterball's Nicole Johnson.
We've heard someone wrapping their frozen turkey in an electric blanket. We've heard that frozen turkey outside in a hot jacuzzi.
Those harebrained ideas may have started in childhood, and CBS's Stephen Kaufman spoke with some future chefs.
The kiddies in Mrs. Chunglo's kindergarten class know what their assignment is.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
To prepare the Thanksgiving turkey.
Cut it, put it in the microwave, 2 seconds.
Out of the microwave and onto the table with some special toppings.
Sprinkles, ice cream.
Time now to enjoy the meal and your favorite part of the turkey?
The fat. I love the fat. It's head. I put chocolate chips on the head.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
In Phoenix, firefighters say they've rescued a teenage girl who got locked out of her home. They say she tried to get back in through the chimney and got stuck. A New England town deals with an unusual form of littering. Here's CBS's Bud Mishkin.
The state of Maine is accustomed to the dumping of snow once the weather grows cold. But the town of North Yarmouth isn't accustomed to this, the dumping of soiled adult diapers. The town is asking for the public's help to track down the person who has been discarding bags of soiled adult diapers along local roads. They've even given the suspect a name, the Diaper Bandit. It's gotten so bad that the town's public works crews are cleaning up these types of messes 2 or 3 times a week. Bud Mishkin, CBS News.
It's a happy Thanksgiving for a Miami man who's been reunited with a dog that was stolen from his car 2 years ago. Last week, somebody dropped the dog off at a shelter. A microchip led them to the owner, who says he was just a puppy when he was stolen. Now he's 5 times bigger. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday, November 28th. I'm Peter King. Happy Thanksgiving from CBS News.